Hello, may I speak to Nelson Vasquez?
Who's calling?
My name is Franmi, calling from Arshta Fiber.
Hey, this is Nelson speaking.
Oh, hi, Nelson. Thank you so much. And just
Hello?
investor insurance. Yes, Nelson, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, Nelson, thank you. So mentioning that the call is being recorded for quality assurance. I'm giving you a call today on behalf of Arshta Fiber. It looks like we have a past due balance on the account of $139.98, and we wanted to know if how would you like to if you would like to take care of some of that balance
You know,
today.
it is. Thank you for calling because I sent the email to my wife, and my wife has her bank account to pay the bill as soon as you guys send me the first email. So I always forward the email to her, and she said that it's already paid. Like, let me just pull up that email
Okay.
really quick. If so, maybe you can let me see, arch up. I sent it to her on December 9th. And so I sent it to her, and then she replied to me, "Can you please call them and confirm whether they received our first payment? This is for the second month worth, for 2 months worth." So it seemed like she already paid. Maybe I don't know. I don't know what the issue is, but are we, I never had this issue before.
Okay, so you don't have auto pay right now on the account.
I do not have auto pay in the account.
Okay, so it looks like behind a month. I don't know how what happened, but your first payment was due this ja I'm sorry,
Can
October.
you do me a favor? Is it okay if I add my wife because she has all the bank information? Can I let me just see if I can add it on to this call really quick?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, give me 1 second.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay, so I have my wife on the line. Shannon, are you there?
Yep. Hi.
Okay.
Okay. I just want to make sure. So my understanding was I don't have my bank account open right now, but we had a first bill for $69.99. There was some delay in payment as we were trying to, get that cleared on our side of how it worked. I paid, I can't remember if it was electronically with a bank account, et cetera, and that cleared on my end. I saw it clear. And then we continued to get some late notices after it had cleared, and then we got a new bill that I think has a prior $69.99 and a current $69.99. Now, it may be completely possible that we paid bill one and two and three are already due. That's possible. But what I want to ensure is that you received a first payment from us, and that on your end, you have at least one payment for us.
Yes, I can confirm that we have one payment that we received on November 6th.
Okay. And you
And it
have
looks like you over.
I'm sorry, say that again.
The payment that we received was received on November 6th.
Okay.
And that covered you for the payment that was due October 23rd.
Okay, so now you need the November 20 whatever and the December 20 whatever are both due. Is that correct?
Yes. So you're really only past due, $69.99, and then the next payment for this December 23rd. But if you want to pay everything and have a zero balance, the total is $139.98.
Okay. Yep, I'll pay that online the same way. Can you just confirm for me? And Nelson, you didn't pay anything on your own, right? I just want to make sure it's working, that it's not going somewhere else. You see what I mean?
No, yeah. So every time when an email comes in, I'm forwarding it to you. So
I am saying you haven't paid anything. So I just wanted to ask her to confirm that the first payment you received was an electronic transfer from my bank account, correct?
That was it says credit card payment.
Yeah,
let me open it.
And I can't get into my bank account right now because I've got some other things open at work, but.
Yes, I mean, it says electronic credit card. So it might be, it's just reading it that way, but the payment was received for $69.90.
Okay, then I'll pay,
on the 6th.
At some point later this week, I'll pay the $130, whatever it is for the other the two that are remaining. That's helpful. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Thank you so much for clarifying that for me as well. Do you guys have any questions at all before
I
let you go?
I do have one question. Shannon, would you like your email to be on file so that way you can get the bill instead of me?
Yes, that would be great. Can we do that?
Okay. So right now the email that I have is Nelson133@gmail.com.
Yes, so that will be my email. Is there any way we can add my wife or remove mine and put my wife instead of the primary so that when she received the bill, she took care of the payment? That's why I want her to be on top of it.
Yes, definitely. What is her email address?
N as in Nancy, D as in dog. Shannon, Shannon, 133@hotmail.com.
Okay, I have ndshannon, 133@hotmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. Yes, I'll be adding your email as well so you can both receive those notifications. Let me see if I can do that right now before we'll let you guys go. All right, so it gives me one spot for one email. So I'm gonna, is it okay if I change it to Shannon's?
Yeah, please.
Okay. Okay, that email has been changed. Do you guys have any other questions for me?
I'm good. Senator, are you okay?
I think I'm good too. Yeah, thank you both.
Okay. All right, you're welcome. Thank you so much. I've been updating the account. A payment is coming in a couple of days. And thank you so much for speaking with me today. You both have a great afternoon.
You
Thanks
too.
So much. Take care.
You're welcome. Bye. Bye-bye. Bye.